The far-reaching nature of the proposed ban is inspired by similar legislation in four states. Carol Weston is the head of Breathe Free Stevens Point. She says her group at one time considered a ban just for restaurants, but members think they may have an opportunity now to catch on to a new national trend.
All employees deserve to be protected from secondhand smoke, and not just those involved in the restaurant industry. So we thought it just made sense to at least try it.
Smoking is already voluntarily banned in many businesses in Stevens Point. Local government also banned smoking on its property. But opponents say smokers should have a right to exercise their choices somewhere. Restaurant owner Bernard Kerjava also says he can't afford to alienate his many smoking customers.
Now, if I turn around and say, well, you can't smoke in my restaurant anymore, but you can in restaurants that are outside of the city limits, you know, they're going to go there and they're going to leave my place.
An ordinance could go to the city council for a vote as early as October. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.